Good afternoon, everyone. This is David Edstrom with Panoramics Reporting Software. We are continuing our series called Panoramics in Place, in which we are talking to clients of the firm about their experience over the last couple months during the pandemic. With me today, I've got Nick DeSantis, who's with Quaker Wealth Management out of Morristown, New Jersey. He's an investment advisor there. And Nick, it looks like you probably are at a home office as opposed to your normal office, and just want to kind of get your feelings about what's happened over the last couple months and how you guys have been prepared for it, and just, you know, talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So yeah, you are correct. I am in my home in Medford, New Jersey, only about 15 minutes from the office, but it's a makeshift office at that. It's nowhere near as comfortable as my office at work, but it'll do for the time being. In my opinion, being prepared for all of this, if someone were to tell me that they were 100% and fully prepared for this, I would have to believe they were bending the truth in some sort of way. Obviously, it was impossible to see something to this extent coming just because the situation is so unique. Definitely in my lifetime, I guess in almost anyone I know's lifetime, we've never had anything quite like this. It's a unique circumstance. That being said, the shelter in place in New Jersey, I believe it began March 21st, and our office actually was a little proactive in remote working. So we shut our office down March 16th, which was the Monday before the actual shutdown. So in doing this, everyone in the office, and we believe that we were prepared enough to make the move before it was a state mandate, essentially. Things mostly being that prepared went well. Client communication, while it's not physical anymore, we don't have in-person meetings, they've been reluctant to move their meetings online, it seems like. The adaptation of technology, it was quite surprising. Our client base, I believe our average age of client is just shy of 60, but I mean, we've rarely come across a client that has been against using a video conference or teleconference or whatever software we're looking to use with them. Team collaboration was sort of a worry going into this. Being in the office, obviously, you just walk to the office next to you, and if you have a task to do or you're working on a project with someone, you go and talk to that person about what exactly needs to get done, what your role is, and such. And we had put a software in place in the beginning of the year to make everything in all of our data files and all of our work in a centralized location. And over that software, we can also, you know, chat and deliberate tasks and such. So that also helped with that aspect.
Well, that was good timing for having that in place.
Right. Annually, we do a technology review. And this year, we were a little proactive. Luckily, we did that technology audit in January. So right before everything got shut down, we had all our tech up to speed and everything was in place. So you get lucky sometimes. So.
From that perspective, the tech all seems to be working as you had hoped it would be in this environment?
For the most part, yes. Obviously, anyone would have had some sort of hiccup. So probably a challenge that we had was our phone lines at first. We have a phone tree in the office, as any office would. A call comes in, it goes to the front desk, and then it gets distributed from there. And you know, essentially what it is, it's a phone tree. We have voice over internet calling. So when we took our phones home, that phone tree no longer worked properly for some odd reason. It took a couple of days to get that figured out. But as of now, phone service works great. You know, if someone calls, someone always answers, and it's voice over internet. So if we miss it, it goes right to our email. It's really that easy. Yeah.
Is anyone still working in the office?
For the time being, no. No one is in the office.
How many employees do you have?
In the office on a daily basis, six.
Okay. So we have six now working at six different locations.
That is correct.
But working well. That's great. So in terms of like dealing with clients, you've touched on it a bit, talking about their willingness to use the internet to do reviews, et cetera. So has there been any other things that's changed in terms of how you're communicating with clients? Or do you expect your client servicing to change as a result of this going forward? Both of those.
That's a good question. I would say, well, first to break down, obviously it's been volatile in the market. So when market volatility occurs, clients tend to contact us with more questions and comments and such, rightly so on their part. It's expected. But we try to be a little bit more proactive. So when volatility kicks in, we kick up our communications through emails, videos, and such like that. But this time around, not being able to do anything face-to-face, we had to alter our thinking on that. And one thing we did that we usually didn't do, or never have done, I should say, we held a webinar on a video software we have. So essentially, we sent out a topic to all of the clients, a date, a time, and we asked them to email us any questions in advance they might have on the topic. We put together a presentation for them, and any one of our clients was free to join. We said that we could share the link also. There was nothing specific to our clients in it. We were just going over a topic with them. We did the CARES Act, actually, and then Market Outlook. I thought that was a unique way to reach clients.
It's going to be interesting going forward, right? In terms of, I think that right now we're in, as I see it, kind of a client maintenance, a business maintaining business and holding hands and communicating proactively. But I would imagine, like many financial advisors, you rely on face-to-face interaction with clients, and particularly building new business. How do you see that that might change and look like going forward?
Right. For maintaining current client communication, as I said before, really surprised at the reluctancy to switch to digital. That being said, I feel like there's an aspect of face-to-face communication, whether it's like the emotion or, I don't know, the body language, whatever it is, that you just can't replace. So for gaining new business, it'd be lying to you if I said business is booming and clients are lining up at the door. Well, they can't line up at the door. At the moment, we continue with our communications. A lot of our business is referral based, so it hasn't totally dried up. People, we're being proactive, we're communicating with clients, we're being transparent, we're being honest, and our clients appreciate that out of us, and they continue to refer other people to us.
That's great. So in terms of clients' willingness to use the online reviews and things, are they going to the reporting site to view their information or going on to the custodian? Or is it really they're waiting for you to send information? Do you know how they're using the technology right now?
I don't have the, we usually run a report, like a statistics breakdown of how many people actually access the online site through the custodian. I don't have that on me, but it's usually a little over a half of our clients will access online. And if I were to guess, that number probably ticked up in recent months. But I feel like we've been fairly proactive. We have a list of, we call it a communication matrix. So we keep track of contact dates, last contact dates with clients, and we have automatic alerts that go off if it's been X amount of days since last contact. And we just try and stay on top of reaching out and communicating with them as needed. Obviously, yeah. Some people enjoy being communicated with more than others. Some people are
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Do your job and don't talk to me.
Yeah. Which is great. And I think that, I mean, the key is that you're providing multiple different paths which the clients can communicate with you, not only in terms of the method, phone, internet, but also frequency. And if you tailor that to the client, I think that's how a relationship evolves, right?
Right. Personalization is key too. You can't just send out blast emails at a time in a time like this. You know, you really have to get down to the specific accounts, portfolios, goals, financial plans of each client and let them know how something like this is affecting their individual goals.
Yeah. The last thing I kind of wanted to ask about is obviously there's some things that you put in place as a firm during this. Do you think that there's any of the new processes, such as the ability to work from home or anything else, that might kind of stay standard going forward? Or do you think you'll kind of revert to the same way of doing business when things finally do open up?
We have a opening plan in place. It would be, quote unquote, a soft opening. So the overall goal is to get back to face-to-face. I mean, I said earlier that it's just like an aspect of it you can't replace. But obviously, safety is the number one concern. We don't want to do anything too rash too soon. We'll wait for the proper guidance from whoever it comes from, and then we'll move on from there. As we move into that phase, it probably won't be a full capacity office at first. You know, we'll have like a rotation of people coming into the office certain days or weeks. And then we obviously have a really good cleaning service we use. We keep everything sanitized. And while people are rotating in the office, the other rotation will work from home, and we'll try and keep things as low volume as possible. And then hopefully one day when things clear themselves up and everything works themselves out, we get back to full capacity and everything's back to normal. But there are some things that we'll keep doing. So for instance, those video conference webinars we were doing, we're huge fans of that. We think that's a great way. It's a more interactive way to distribute content to our clients. It's like a value added sort of presentation. And it helps our clients too. Not only do they get to actually see our faces, they learn a lot from them too. So that's something we'll continue to do.
I appreciate you taking time to do this. And we just wish you well, and that you guys get out of this and all of us back to normal as soon as possible. Thanks again, everybody, for paying attention and listening to us today. Again, this was Nick DeSantis with Quaker Wealth Management. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me.